Jeffy, are you ready for school?
Sure am, Daddy.
What, Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn, didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, Turtly Cool!
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now. All right, Mommy. How do I look?
You look turtly cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Dang, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hose.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, Turtly Cool, and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtly cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Well, wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
It's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says, Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Oh, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, My Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has a whale on it.
My Mommy Whaley Loves Me? That's Whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
Well, what, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale. Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, Mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says Hanging with Mommy and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm done with shirts. They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, what's with the new look? Your balls finally drop? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get up! No! Oh, no! He pulled my underwear up over my face! Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it! This is so gross and embarrassing! I'm gonna get pink eye!
Anyone else want some?
Huh? Cody called your mom a whale.
What, Junior? No, what are you doing? Whoa. Yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody! You have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear. They're panties.
Oh, my God! I have those!
Can I smell them?
Ew! No, Junior! You're gross!
Jeffy, stop worrying everyone! Go to the principal's office now! Jeffy, what are you doing? Jeffy, why are you pulling my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain! Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry! Ah!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirling, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would just... Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me!
You had enough yet?
I've had enough!
All right.
Marvin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me!
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm gonna say that from now on. Police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic. He's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy, did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls liked him, even Miss Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay, I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him. Oh, yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay, so I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I got pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. So I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man. I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom. Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh, no, he did it to you, too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it, or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, I won't be able to see it, because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all gonna wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's gonna bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's gonna realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute!
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky and they're creepy and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us and then shove my face in the toilet again and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's gonna realize that he's a bully and he's not gonna want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me! Oh god, no, please!
Well, just look at our shirts! Look at our shirts!
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Jeffy, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What have I become? I've become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader. Diaper. Diaper.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't bully anyone ever again.
Yeah, Daddy, I won't bully anyone ever again.
I bet you're not even packing.
Oh, no, I totally am. I got a wiener like a Coke can.
Damn it.
So tonight, you're going to be doing a craft film project. Each of you is going to make a one-minute movie about whatever you want. And whoever has the most amazing movie is going to win an Oscar.
An Oscar? I've always wanted to win an Oscar. You know, I'm a natural-born actor.
Dude, you're a natural-born dork.
Yeah, Cody, the only Oscar you're ever going to win is an Oscar Mayer wiener in your mouth.
Well, that's just as good.
I'm going to make an art film.
Well, no, Penelope, I need you to be in my film. I'm going to remake Shrek, and I want you to play Fiona as an ogre. Not the normal girl part. I have someone for that.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, Crass, so go home and try to get your movie done so you can win this award.
What's your film going to be about, Junior?
Probably dinosaurs. What's your film going to be about?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something hot and romantic. Do you think he'll let me do nudity? Probably not. I'd have to charge for that. What's your movie going to be about, Joseph?
I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to steal my ideas.
Well, I'm going to make the best film ever.
No, I'm going to win the Oscar.
Okay, what kind of movie should I make? Ooh, I know. I can make an animated movie about a girl starting her period, and every time she has period cramps, she turns into a panda bear. Oh, wait, Pixar already did that.
Hey, Junior, I just came to tell you that my movie's gonna be better than yours, so end.
Well, no, my movie's gonna be better than yours.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Chris Sockford and Sasha.
Why do you have sock puppets?
Because I'm making a sock puppet movie.
That's so lame, Joseph. No one's ever gonna watch something with puppets in it.
Yeah, nobody likes puppets, Joseph. They'll never take off. You have a better chance shaking a stuffed animal and making it talk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you guys lose and I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. My movie's gonna be better.
Junior, I need the Lego Titanic. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. It's mine. I just left it here after we built it.
Well, go take it then. Get out of my house. You're distracting me from making a movie. Okay, I gotta think of something that's genius.
Hey guys, you're looking at an Oscar winner because I made the hottest, steamiest movie of all time.
Well, Cody, my movie's better. I have so much action and destruction in it, it's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, does your movie have you getting slammed up against a foggy car window?
No.
That's what I thought.
Dude, my sock puppet movie is so awesome, it's top tier. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Well, we know he's not winning. No one wants to watch a sock movie.
But dude, it has so much drama in it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Alright, Crass. So today, you're gonna be presenting your Crass film project. And remember, the best film is gonna win this Oscar. So who wants to go first?
Ooh, teacher chose me! Me! I wanna suck it to him and show him what a real movie looks like.
Alright, Joseph, come up here and show us your film.
Yes! Alright, guys, prepare to have your heart's broken when you watch this real-life movie based on a true story called My Life Sucks.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, honey, you're home early. I thought you had to work late.
Sasha, you're cheating on me with this black sock?
No, Chris Sockford, it's not what you think. He kidnapped me. I have Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm not falling for that again. Yeah, I'm a sock, but I wasn't bought yesterday. You're a socky excuse of a woman. You think I'm gonna walk in here while you're socking another man to be okay with it? Yeah, I'm not Will Smith, lady, okay? Pack all your shoes and get out.
No, baby, please don't leave. You're an ankle sock and he's a tube sock. I couldn't help myself. I'm so socky.
My wife cheated on me. It's time to end it all. Isn't it so sad? See, my movie didn't have a happy ending because real life doesn't have happy endings.
Okay, Joseph. Very good. Go sit down. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
All right. So my movie's called Fruit Party 4. And if this one does good, I'll make the first three like Star Wars.
Doo-doo-doo, I'm a happy strawberry. Hey, Mr. Banana, what doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad because I'm a banana and not a happy strawberry.
Oh, don't be mad, Mr. Banana. I bet you please all the girls because you're a banana.
No, nobody wants me because I have a bruise on me.
Hey, it's me. I'm a pineapple.
Sup?
Oh, great. It's Mr. Pineapple, the coolest fruit in the world.
Yeah, it's me. What are you bozos doing?
Well, I'm being a happy strawberry. Nothing can ruin this day.
My day is always ruined. I'm a bruised banana.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Jeffy, how graphic. Go sit out. All right, Penelope, you're next.
I kind of don't want to show mine. I didn't get to finish it.
Penelope, you come up here and present or you fail.
Okay, fine.
But Penelope, why don't you want to show it? Is it just a video of you just eating food for 5 hours because you're fat?
Shut up, Junior. So all I want to say is that my dad walked in on me while I was making it, and it's really embarrassing, so here. Oh, Justin, mi amor, I know we just met, but I feel like we are soulmates. You want me to stay here in Paris with you? But my flight takes off in 5 minutes, and you know I have to see my dying aunt who would never allow this to happen. Maybe we'll meet in another life. What's that? One more kiss? All right.
Penelope, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing? Get out. I'm making a movie. What?
You're making a movie? Oh, God, no. I failed as a parent. My daughter feels like she has to make movies like this.
Dad, get out. You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the whole family with what you're doing here with this picture. All right, that's it. I am not going to allow you to make these kinds of movies. All right, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Boo, trash.
Shut up, Junior.
I mean, he is right, Penelope. It is embarrassing. Go sit down. Cody, you're next.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to watch a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, everybody. Prepare to cream your panties because you're going to watch the biggest, hottest movie of the summer. I remade Titanic, and I call it Titanic. I don't want to be with you, Cal. I don't even care about your money. I'd rather be with someone hotter but poor. Hey, Ken. I changed my mind. I want to be with you. What's that? Step up on the ledge. But what if I fall? I'm flying! I'm flying, Ken! I'm flying! Draw me like one of your French boys, Ken. I'll be honest. It's not really your best work. I mean, my abs are way bigger in real life. And you can't even see my junk. I'm gonna have to move this blanket. Okay, draw me again. Let's take another crack at this. Put your hands on me, Ken. Oh no, Ken, we just hit a bag of ice. Now the ship is sinking and the lifeboats are all full. We're gonna have to jump in the water.
Oh, Ken, I'm so cold. I mean, I'm sure you're colder, because you're in the water, and I'm not. I would let you get on my door, but there's just not enough room. Oh, Ken. Ken, oh, it's so cold. Oh, I'll never let go, Ken. I'll never let go. Whoa, oh, no, I let go! Ken, I'm sorry, I'm just so cold! No!
That was 80 years ago, and it was the sexiest, hunkiest experience of my life. Thousands of people died, but that pipe was legendary. Huh? How hot was that shit, huh?
Very good, Cody. Now go sit down. Junior, you're next.
Yeah, Junior, let's see if your movie's as hot as mine.
All right, guys, prepare to watch a real movie that has destruction and death. I call it Doomsday in Townsville.
In the city of Townsville, the Powerpuff Girls are on vacation, so the city is defenseless. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm was Cody's mom, big fat ugly pig, with a I'm a fat bear and I'm ugly stinky pig, ugly fat fatty fat fatty fatty fat fat. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh no, is that a dinosaur? I came back from extinction to destroy your city. Round, crash, 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 crash. Oh, no. My son works in that building. He's probably dead. Oh, he's super dead. Crash, 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 crash. Oh, but whatever you do, please don't eat my dog. Oh, I would never eat your dog. Oh, you promise? No. Your dog, I'm dead, die. Ah, no, my dog. Well, whatever you do, don't eat Cody's mom. What? Cody's mom? Oh, I didn't know you had her. Oh, she's so fat and ugly. I'm going to eat her. No. Fat Cody's mom. You see that, Cody? Your fat mom's getting eaten. Fat Cody's mom. Oh, no. Oh, man. Am I so full from eating Cody's big fat mom? If I would have ate her in the beginning, I wouldn't have destroyed your city. Well, get out of here before I call the cops. Woo!
Oh, no, the cops. I have a record. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, man. What could make this day any worse? Well, at least there's not giant tarantulas trying to eat me.
Oh, well, do I have bad news for you. When I was trying to leave the town, giant tarantulas were coming this way.
Well, I'll pay you anything if you can save me.
Okay, I'll try to defeat them.
Oh, no, the giant tarantulas are coming. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas coming across the bridge. He's gonna try to eat me. Oh, cops, come help me. Woo-hoo, we're blocked. We can't, there's a train. We can't get past the train. Well, save me, he's gonna eat me. Oh, no, he's coming right towards me.
I'm dead.
The end. So, guys, what'd you think of the movie, huh? Hey, Cody, did you see your mom in the movie? How she's a big, fat, ugly pig? Uh-oh, here comes Cody. But Cody just slapped the shit out of me.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
It was a your mom's a pig joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Okay, I will.
All right, Junior, go sit down. And the winner of the Oscar is... Cody!
I won! I actually won an Oscar! This is kind of awkward because I just embarrassed myself in front of everyone. But I won! Oh my god, really? Oh, thank you. I just want to start off by saying I'm sorry, teacher, for slapping someone in your class. You know, love makes you do crazy things, but I hope you invite me back. I deserve this award so much. My movie was so good. Thank you all, except for Junior.
Daddy, do you know if the windows on the house are hammer-proof?
What? No, Jeffy, they're not.
How do you know? Have you tested it?
No, Jeffy, I haven't tested it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't tested it?
Because, Jeffy, I know if a hammer hits a glass window, it's going to shatter.
Well, have you done that?
No.
All right, well, then I'm just trying to have a scientific method. I have a hypothesis, and I'm trying to test the hypothesis.
You're not going to test it, Jeffy. Look, you're not going to try to break these windows.
You don't want me to be a scientist?
You're not going to be a scientist, Jeffy. Look, this is my house, these are my rules, and you're not going
to
do it.
I hate you.
Marvin, he just wants to be a scientist.
Why do you always take his side?
I'm sorry.
Screw my daddy. You know what?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Junior, I'm so tired of my daddy telling me what to do. He said it's his house and his rules.
Well, if you had your own house, you could make up your own rules.
Yeah, Junior, but I don't know how to get my own house.
You could get a tree house.
What's a tree house?
It's a house and a tree.
That makes so much sense.
So we can go outside and find the perfect tree, and then we can get someone to build us a tree house.
That would be the titties.
So let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, what tree would be the perfect tree to put our tree house in?
Oh, Junior, this one right here.
Oh, my God, yeah. This is the perfect tree. It's like speaking to me.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty nice house in this, baby.
All right, let's go call the contractor.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the construction company.
All right. Hey there, this is Three Little Pigs Construction Company. What'll it be, straw, wood, or brick?
Hey, we need you to build us a house.
Okay, what do you need it done by?
Can you come over now and do it?
Now? Like, right now?
Yeah, we'll build it, like, right now.
Well, houses take a couple months to build.
A couple months? We want you to build it today.
Well, all right, but, what even is your budget?
Jeffy, what does budget mean?
I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Ooh, okay. Big spender. All right, I like that. Work's been a little slow recently, so I guess I could do that today. I'll pick up the supplies and be right over.
All right, awesome, thanks. All right, Jeffy, he's coming over to build the house right now.
Sweet.
All right, let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
Hey there, you the guys that called me about building the house?
Yeah.
Well, you guys look a little young to be able to afford to build a house. Like, what, do you inherit some money? Like your parents die in a car accident or something?
Wait, we need money?
Well, yeah, you gotta have money to build a house.
How much do we need?
I don't know, like at least $100,000.
$100,000? We don't have that.
But what do you mean you don't have that? I have all the lumber over there to build a 3,000 square foot house.
Well, we don't need a real house. We need a tree house.
What, a tree house? You didn't say a tree house. On the phone, you just said you needed a house, not a tree house.
Well, I assumed you knew I was a little kid and that I wanted a tree house.
No, why would I assume that? No, I thought you meant a real house. I'm not building you a tree house in this shitty little tree.
But you're not building us a tree house. Is that because you don't know how to build one?
But no, I know how to build one. I'm just not doing it because I'm a professional. I build real houses. I don't have time for this.
He doesn't know how to build one.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's qualified.
He's not another one.
Yeah, I know how to build a house. I can build the biggest, bestest treehouse ever.
All right, then prove it.
Yeah, prove it then.
Okay, I will.
And done. Yeah, check that out. Is that a treehouse or what? It looks like a motherfucking treehouse to me, huh? Yeah. Oh, you said, he can't make a treehouse. He doesn't know how to do it. Well, look what I did. I made a treehouse. How about that?
Oh my god, this is the coolest house I've ever seen!
It's perfect!
Yeah, damn right it is. Now imagine if I had built you a real house. It would have been this, but 20 times bigger.
Oh, how do you do stuff like this? It's so amazing!
I don't know. I'm the shit. What can I say? I just piss excellence.
Oh, Jeffy, go inside it.
Alright.
Oh my god, it's so cool!
Wow, it's so roomy in here!
No, you're damn right it is. It's a full 2 square feet.
Oh, I'm going inside with him. Oh, this is so cool! Oh, thanks, mister!
Alright, so how are you gonna pay me?
We said we didn't have any money.
Oh, that's right. I did this to prove a point. Damn my ego. Anyway, I'm gonna go home and have a drink. Just hope no hurricanes come by.
Oh, Jeffy, this house is so cool. Okay, what's the first thing we're gonna do?
We need to establish some rules. So, rule number one, no daddies allowed.
Yeah, no parents allowed. Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a Sharpie so we can write the rules.
Alright.
And done. No daddies allowed. So if my daddy tries to come in, I'll point right there and say, suck it.
That'll show him.
Sure will.
What's the next rule?
I think we should only allow girls with big booties who don't wipe.
Oh, yeah. Where are we gonna write that at?
Right here.
Okay, that's right there.
Hey, Junior, you're not answering my calls. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I must have left my phone inside.
Oh, well, like, you didn't answer my calls, so I came over and I rang the doorbell for, like, 5 minutes, and you still didn't answer, so I was gonna come in through the back door, and then I saw you, so, like, what the hell, man?
Oh, no, me and Jeffy got a treehouse built.
Oh, that's so cool. Can I go inside?
Yeah, come inside, Cody.
Oh, I see I'm not allowed inside.
What do you mean?
It says no daddies allowed, and people call me daddy.
Oh, no, it meant, like no fathers, like, your dad's not allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. The rules are the rules. I don't mind. I'm just gonna go home, but, keep your phone on you.
Okay. What other stuff does this house have? Oh, Jeffy, look down here! Is that a swing, Jeffy?
It looks like it, Junior. Let's get on it!
Yeah, get on it!
Whee! We're swingers, Junior!
This is so fun. I love being a swinger. I wish people could join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to see you enjoying that swing. You didn't even ask for that. I just did it. Because your little puny mind couldn't even conceive of such a thing. But me, I'm an architectural genius. I'm a badass. You hear that, Stacy? Huh? You didn't want to go to prom with me, but now look at me. I'm building tree houses. I'm building swings. What do you got, you two ugly kids? No swings. No tree houses. I'm sorry. I'm rambling about my problems. You mind if I litter?
Well, you know it'd be really cool if you could build us like a swimming pool under the treehouse.
You know what? For you, buddy, anything. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Who can get a swimming pool under our treehouse?
Sweet. Boom, swimming pool. And it's totally not just the bowl from the kitchen I filled with water.
Jeffy, we have a swimming pool now. Let's go swimming.
Yeah, Junior.
Now hold on, because it can also be...
Damn it, damn things.
A hot tub. Now you just gotta wait an hour.
Oh, mister, you do so much cool stuff for us.
Yeah, take that, Property Brothers. I don't even need a hot twin.
Oh, what's some more stuff we could add to the house? We could add, like, a front door. We could add, like a window. Ow! That rusty nail just stabbed me!
Oh, that's not good. You might get tetanus.
What's tetanus?
Well, it's where your body gets all stiff and then you die.
I don't want to die! Go to a hospital! Someone call a doctor!
I actually am a doctor. Never mind. I'm going to go home and get another drink.
All right, well, I'm just going to be in my treehouse.
Oh, Marvin, I'm starting to get hungry. What do you want to eat for dinner?
Ooh, we could order pizza.
That sounds good.
Let me tell Jeffy. Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Huh.
That's weird, Marvin. He usually comes running when he hears the word pizza.
I know. Let's go check on him. Jeffy, what is this?
It's my treehouse, Daddy.
A treehouse? It's all rusty and it looks bad?
Aw, I think it's cute.
It's not cute. Jeffy, get out. We have to tear this thing down. It's making the neighborhood look bad.
No, Daddy, this is my house and I live here now.
It's not a house, Jeffy. It's just a bunch of wood nailed together.
Well, isn't that what a house is?
Shut up, Jeffy. Look, get out.
No, this is my treehouse and I'm going to live here.
I want to go in.
Well, let me in, too.
No, Daddy, you're not allowed.
No, Daddy's allowed. Why am I not allowed?
Because you're mean and Mommy's not.
Aw, thanks, Jeffy.
Wait, so I'm mean because I wouldn't let you shatter my windows with a hammer?
Exactly.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid. Look, let me in.
No, you're not allowed, Daddy. Read the rules.
Okay, fine. I don't want to go inside your stupid, ugly, dumb treehouse anyway. It's dumb and it's ugly and it's stupid. So I'm going inside my real house with air conditioning and water. And when it rains, you're going to get all wet. So come on, baby, let's go.
Aw, but I want to hang out with Jeffy.
No, baby, come on. You're coming with me. Let me see this, stupid Jeffy.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Looking at Jeffy in his dumb, stupid treehouse. Like, why am I not allowed in?
Why do you care?
I don't care that I'm not allowed in. I just want to know why I'm not allowed in. You're like, why not me?
Marvin, I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous about a stupid, dumb treehouse. It's dumb. It's for kids. It's just, why am I not allowed in? I'm his own dad. Like, you should let me in.
Marvin, those are the rules.
Look, I'm going to get inside that stupid treehouse. I'm going to put on a disguise, and he's going to let me in. All right, this disguise is going to work. Rootin', tootin', shootin'.
Oh, baby, stop it.
Wait, Jeffy!
What?
What are you doing?
Playing tickle dish? What are you doing?
I'm a lonely cowboy. I lost my horse, and I was wondering if there's somewhere I could stay for the night. So can I go inside your nice-looking treehouse?
No, there's no room. Sorry.
But, Jeffy, I'm going to find a way to get inside your treehouse.
Daddy, is that you? Wait, you bought a horsey? Can I pet it?
Oh, he didn't let me in.
Ooh, Marvin, I didn't know you were such a sexy cowboy. You should lasso me up.
I want to get inside that treehouse.
Marvin, forget the stupid treehouse. Pay attention to me.
No, I'm going to go demand Jeffy to let me inside that treehouse. I'm going to demand him to let me in.
Oh, my God. You have your own house and your own swimming pool. You're so successful.
Yep, just doing adult things.
Ooh, Daddy.
What did you call me?
Daddy?
Oh, no! I'm not allowed in my own house!
All right, Jeffy, I demand you to let me inside your treehouse.
Well, Daddy, I'm not even allowed inside my own treehouse anymore.
Why?
Because that girl called me Daddy, and rule number one, no daddies allowed.
That's stupid, Jeffy. Okay, since you're not allowed in it, what are you going to do with it now?
I'm probably just going to have to put it on the market.
You can't put it on the market, Jeffy. You can't sell something that's in my backyard.
Oh, look, that's my realtor right now.
What?
Hey, Mr. Realtor.
Hey there, Jeffy. I just put the house on the market. We've already got 50 people lined up to take a look at it.
No, you cannot sell this house. It's in my backyard.
Excuse me, sir. Are you looking to buy this house? Because you'll have to wait in line.
Well, no, I'm not looking to buy it. It's in my backyard. You can't sell it.
Oh, look, Jeffy. Here comes the first buyer now.
Hey there. I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as you can see, it's a beautiful home, a full 2 square feet. It has a swimming pool and a swing, and it has a beautiful waterfront property.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take it for $2 million cash.
Sold. Jeffy, you are a very rich man.
Why are you doing business with you?
Well, no. This is not right. You cannot sell a treehouse that's in my backyard.
Marvin, is that you? Give me your house payment.
Boom, Mommy. Look at all this cash. It's $2 million right here.
Oh, my God. Marvin, where did Jeffy get all this money?
He sold the treehouse that was in the backyard.
But, Marvin, isn't that on your property?
Yeah, so you owe me some of this money, Jeffy.
No, I don't, Dad, because you didn't even like the treehouse.
I like the treehouse. I was just jealous, you know. I wanted to be in that treehouse with you. So, look, can you just give me a little bit of this money?
No, Daddy. I'm going to use this money to start a new business, flipping treehouses.
Oh, my God, Marvin. The weather app says that a 30-second hurricane just flew over us.
A 30-second hurricane?
Yeah.
The treehouse. Oh, my God, it got destroyed.
Oh, no, my house.
My baby. I put minutes of work into this thing.
Goodman, are you sad?
Only a little, because I took out a $4 million insurance policy on it, because I paid $2 million, so I made $2 million, so poor me.
Oh. Wow, it's pretty crazy that hurricane blew by in only 30 seconds and only hit this one tree and not your house. Man, global warming, right?
Passed out your test from yesterday. And just to let you all know, everyone did bad.
Oh, no, we all did bad.
Dingy dude, I can't fail again.
You must be lying, because I know I didn't fail.
I didn't fail either.
All right, Patrick, here's your test back. You fail.
Oh, man.
Here you go, Roy. You fail.
That's totally not cool.
And here you go, little T. You fail.
Oh, man.
Obviously, you failed, Jeffy.
Oh, man, you're telling me all the answers aren't 7?
And of course you failed, Bori.
Whatever, I didn't even try.
All right, Junior, here your test. You
failed. Failed? My dad's totally gonna ground me.
Ha ha, Junior, you failed.
Shut up, Penelope.
And here you go, Penelope. Here your test. You failed.
What? I've never failed a test in my life. This must be a mistake.
Ha ha.
And Joseph, here you go. Here your test. You failed.
Oh, man. Well, at least I don't have parents to check my grades.
Wow, that really does suck for you guys. I can't believe I'm the only one in the class who didn't
fail is what you did, Cody. There your test.
Fail? No. I don't fail. No, you must have graded this wrong. No. I was in a rush.
All right. Stop your whining, Crass. You all failed, which means you're all done.
Come on, teacher. There must be some extra credit we can do. I have to wipe this F off my record. You could have at least just given me a big, hard D.
Extra credit? I'm glad you said that, Cody, because I have a series of games we could play. And it's ironic because I'm Korean. But how would you craft right to play the games, and the winner of those games gets an A in the craft for the whole year and no homework?
No homework for a year?
Games? I love games!
An A for the whole year? Yes!
We want to play!
Okay, good. Everyone wants to play. So the first game we're going to play...
Who's that?
Who, him? Oh, that's my friend. He's just cold all the time, so he likes to wear a jacket, a mask, and gloves. But anyway...
Why does he have a gun?
Because he's got to stay strapped, because the streets are tough. But anyway, the first game we're going to play is Red Right, Green Right. So what you're going to do is, everyone's going to line up at the back of the crafts, and when I say green light, you're going to run towards the board. But when I say red light, you're going to stop. If you're moving when I say red light, then you're going to get eliminated by getting shot with the Nerf gun. Okay? And whoever reaches the board is safe, but whoever doesn't is eliminated. So everyone, go to the back of the craft. We're about to start.
Oh, man, this is so cool. All I have to do is win a few games and I get no homework for a year?
Junior, don't pretend you're going to win this. I'm going to get that A.
This isn't a math game, dude. This is red light, green light. It's about who's the fastest.
Yeah, dude. Guys, why don't we all work together? That way we all get A's.
Shut up, Penelope.
Yeah, shut up, Penelope. I'm going to win this.
All right, let me repeat the rules. On green right, you run towards the board. When I say red right, you stop. If you move on red right, you're going to get eliminated with the Nerf gun. Okay, let's begin. Green right!
Not super fast, dude!
Red right!
Did he just get shot?
Jesus Christ!
Dude, it was just a Nerf bullet.
I think he's actually dead.
Nobody move.
Anybody moving? All right. Green right!
Start walking, dude.
No, Cody, you start walking.
I'm not moving.
Jeffy, are you gonna move?
Yeah!
Red light! Alright, that's two dead so far. Green right!
Run towards the board! Run towards the board! I made it to the board, I'm safe!
Me too, me too!
Me too!
You're so crazy!
Dude, I'm so happy to be alive!
Yeah, me too!
Alright, congratulations, Crass. You finished this round. Now go back to your desk and get ready for the next game. Get the dead bodies out of here and get the cookies ready.
Yeah, just doing my neighborhood patrol since they took my cop car away. Wait a minute. Do I smell burning bodies? It smells like it's coming from inside this grill. Let's take a look.
Jesus Christ! Holy guacamole! Jinkies! How'd that get in there? That's not good! I should really do something about this instead of opening and closing this grill over and over again.
Okay. Alright, they're already dead, but let's think about this. Okay, if I hide behind this grill, whoever put the bodies in there will probably come back with more bodies, and then I can catch them. Alright.
Oh, dude, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either. It's not worth dying.
But we have to play so that we all pass.
Yeah, I'd rather die than fail.
Teacher, can we stop playing?
Yeah.
Alright, class, this is how it works. If you don't want to play the games anymore, then majority of you have to vote to stop playing. So there are 7 of you, so that means 4 of you have to vote to not play the game anymore. So, who doesn't want to keep playing?
I don't want to play anymore. You can count me out.
Yeah, and I don't want to play anymore either.
But Junior, isn't your dad going to ground you if you fail?
I guess you're right. When my dad sees my grades, he's pretty much going to kill me anyway. I guess I'll keep playing.
I don't want to play anymore, but this is too crazy for me.
I don't want to play anymore either, because I'm Roy, and I'm too cool to play this, and I have too much to live for.
All right, Crass, that's 3 people who voted to quit playing. You need 1 more vote in order to stop playing the games. Jeffy, what do you want to do?
Come on, dude, in the games. It's not worth not having homework for a year.
Wait, no homework for a whole year? I want to keep playing.
Okay, that means we're going to keep playing these games.
Yes!
Woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, you guys suck. This isn't worth dying for.
All right, Crass. The next game we're going to play is called Misfortune Cookies. So if you want to have a cookie in any of these shapes, what shape would you pick? On the piece of paper in front of you, draw the shape of the cookie you would want.
Ooh, I want a circle cookie because Chips Ahoy cookies are circles.
That's very creative, Junior.
Ooh, I'm going to do triangle like a Christmas tree.
Ooh, I'm going to do a square because it reminds me of the box I'm going to live in when I'm homeless.
You guys are all picking lame shapes. I'm going to do a star cookie.
All right, I think everyone's done drawing their shapes. Hey, you, go pass out the cookies.
I told you square because it looks like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I chose a star because I am one. I'm cool.
I chose triangle because it looks like the tip of my pee-pee.
What the hell is this?
This is a weird cookie.
Can we eat it?
No, Crash, you cannot eat the cookie.
Too late.
All right, Crash, you cannot eat your cookie. What you're supposed to do is cut the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape. If you break the shape, you'll get eliminated.
Oh, come on, that's impossible. I got the hardest shape.
Yeah, my shape's really hard.
I got the easiest shape.
Mine's easy too, dude. Ha, looks like I'm moving to the next round.
Oh, where do I even start?
I did it!
I did it too!
Great, I'm really happy for you guys. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's not stressful at all. I'm doing it, okay? Jeez, just, oh, boy. Oh, don't break. Well, I love you, Ken.
Ah! Tony, die!
Dude, hurry up! Don't die!
Okay, I'll try. Oh, poor Cody.
Mr. Jacket, dude, I broke mine. Can I have another one?
Roy!
I thought Roy was too cool to die.
Come on, Junior, take your cookie out.
I'll take you out on a date and pull those pigtails.
I hope your cookie breaks.
I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Teacher, I'm done. Am I allowed to eat the cookie now?
Yes, Crass. If you successfully get the shape out, you can eat the cookie.
Yes, dude, I'm hungry.
I'm not eating this. I don't know where it's been.
Oh, I don't know how to do this.
Better hurry up, Junior.
Oh, I'm going.
All right, Crass, you've got 10 more seconds to get the shape out of the cookie, or else he's going to blow your brains out.
Hurry, dude.
Oh, I'm hurrying.
No.
Oh, I don't want to mess this up.
Hurry up, Junior.
Come on, I believe in you, dude. Five, I don't want you to die.
Here goes. I'm going to try to break it.
Two. One.
I did it. I didn't break it.
Yes, dude.
Aw, man. Break!
I move on to the next round!
Congratulations, Crass! Four of you are moving on to the next round! Alright, go get rid of all the dead bodies. Alright, Crass, we're gonna take a quick break so I can get your next game set up.
I switch seats.
Guys, what do you think the next game's gonna be?
Well, there's four of us, so maybe we'll play four square.
No, dude, it's gonna be freeze tag, and if you get tagged, you die!
Well, I think whoever has the shortest wiener's gonna die, so you can go ahead and shoot me.
Aha! You're the one that's been doing this! Come here!
All right, Crass. For the next game, you're going to need to pick a partner. So go ahead and choose someone to be partners with.
Pick a partner?
Ooh, pick me, dude. I'm your best friend.
I know, Joseph, but what if the next game is to make a baby? I want to be partners with Penelope.
If that's the next game, go ahead and shoot me.
Dude, that's not going to be the next game. We're kids. Pick me.
I guess you're right, Joseph. Let's be partners.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Nah, that means I need to be partners with a girl with boobies.
We got this, Jeffy. We're going to win.
No, me and Joseph are going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Crass. Now that you have your partners, let's start the next game. Wait, where'd my little guy go with the gun? Oh, damn it, let me go see where he went.
Alright, I took that guy's suit. Oh, man, this thing's sick. I'm gonna wear it when I go skiing.
Hey, what's taking you so long?
I had to pee.
You're not supposed to talk, come on!
What?
Alright, stand right there and shut up!
Is this a classroom?
Shut up!
Okay, jeez.
Alright, Crass, so the next game we're gonna play is heads or tails. So each group is gonna get one quarter, and then each of you is gonna pick a side, either heads or tails. And then you're gonna flip that quarter, and whatever side the quarter lands on, whoever had that side gets to live, and the other person gets shot by this guy.
I'm sorry, what?
Alright, let's get started.
Aw, man, Joseph, I don't wanna play this anymore.
Me either, dude. I thought we were gonna be on the same team, not going against each other.
I don't want you to die, Joseph.
I don't want you to die, dude.
Well, once getting these over with, what side do you want?
Tails never fails.
All right, well, that means I'm heads. Well,
Wait, what side is it? I can't see in this mask.
It's tails, so I win.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna be honest. I don't really know what the hell I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to shoot him! I won!
Like with this Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that gonna do?
Jesus Christ, this is a real gun?
Yeah, they make it look like a Nerf gun.
No. I'm shutting this shit down right now.
All right, that's it. I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm a cop, and you're under arrest.
Okay, well, you see this remote control?
Yeah.
And you see that suit you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, if I press this button on this remote control, that suit will self-destruct.
Well, looks like I'm shooting some people.
That's what I thought.
All right, you better hurry up and flip that coin.
Joseph, what side do you want?
The side that'll win?
What side would you choose?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, it's literally 50-50, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, help me choose.
Listen, kid, if I tell you what side to pick, and you pick that one, and then you die, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to have to live with that on my conscience, especially because I'm going to be the one who shoots you.
Well, ooh, what if we both choose heads? Yeah, if we both choose heads and it lands on heads, can we both live?
Yeah, I like that.
What if they both pick heads and it lands on heads? Can they both live?
You can't do that. One's got to pick tails, and one's got to pick heads.
Sorry, you heard him. You gotta pick one or the other.
Okay, well, what if when we flip the quarter, it lands on the side of the quarter? Like, it doesn't land on each side.
Yeah.
What if when they flip it, it lands on the side of the coin and not either of the other sides?
Well, by the off chance of that happening, you flip the quarter again. You keep flipping it until it lands on a side.
Yeah, you heard him. You gotta flip it again.
Well, what if it never lands on a side? What if it keeps landing?
I think he's gonna insist that it lands on one side or the other.
Okay, Joseph, what side do you want?
Oh, I want tails, dude.
Well, no, I want a tails.
Dude, I want it first.
Okay, how about we flip the quarter to find out who gets tails?
If you don't flip the quarter right now, I'm shooting both of you.
Oh, okay. I'll be heads.
Okay.
All right, flip the quarter. It's shoot him.
What? I thought it was your friend, dude.
Well, well, well. We're down to the final two. Junior and Penelope.
What's the next game going to be?
Shut up! It's on the board!
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I just can't really see too good out of this mask.
Shut your PlayStation controller face up! All right, anyway, Junior and Penelope, your final game is one round of rock, paper, scissors. You're going to play that round, and whoever loses gets eliminated. And the last person standing is the winner.
You ready, Junior?
Why is your hand in your skirt?
Because I don't want you to see what I picked.
Can I put my hand up your skirt to choose what I want?
Just go.
What would you pick?
Listen, man, you're on your own this time.
Okay,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Ew, why does your finger smell like fish?
Oh, my God, I won!
Wait, what is it? I can't see in this mask. This mask sucks.
He has paper and I have scissors.
No, this is rock.
That's not a rock, Junior.
Yeah, it is. It's a very flat rock.
No.
This is a flat rock.
Okay, listen, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh, my God, I won!
Yay, my daughter won!
What, Dad?
Yeah?
What are you doing here? This is awful!
Oh, come on, it's not like I signed up for this. Did you not hear the thing about the suit exploding?
Congratulations, Penelope! You're the winner of Squid Game! I don't know why it's called that, but you're the winner! So that means you get an A+ for the rest of the year and no more homework.
Yay!
Congratulations, Penelope. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so just go home and tell your mother that she is a fat cow and tell her to stop eating so much.
That's why you got divorced, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And now I'm going to go home to my other wife I don't like.
Who are you?
It's just me, Karen.
Boynie, is that you?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like a ninja?
It's just, I had a thing I had to do.
Well, how was your day, Boynie?
I really just don't want to talk about it.
What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus. I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, dang, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real.
Wait,
what?
You said Santa Claus isn't real!
He's not! You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that!
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it!
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it!
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
What?
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm gonna poke my eye!
Wait, don't poke yourself.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Stop.
Ow!
Jeffy,
ow!
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
Do you have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
But no, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Listen, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, what do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work, because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his twin.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby, I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he going to bring his reindeer?
No, he's gonna Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
With Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Jeffy! Do not use that language around Santa or he's gonna put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years! Oh, looks like Santa spilled!
Oh.
No.
Looks like Santa spilled! Oh, you're gonna have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on! It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third-degree. Just third-degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry, I got that confused. First-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I'll crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids.
Okay. Before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I will break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, Elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my pro officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
You come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get you that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay, Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, now I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know, like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? $100.
Yeah, it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay, I'm getting a Gucci Xbox!
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
But look, baby, look, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up. Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000!
What? We can't afford that!
I know. Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we going to do?
We're just going to have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox. Otherwise, he won't believe in Santa.
Jeff! That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted. That's the Gucci Xbox.
Yeah. We just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for your record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real. And yeah, I'm going to scream, and I'm going to poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is going to get you that. He's going to get you that exact one.
All right, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know. I choked. I was under pressure. Look. We will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of $100, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool, because then, like, your son is going to see him, and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents.
You do know impersonating as Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, 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 we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I'd put you away for good.
You should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point. Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this!
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no.
Vic,
oh,
what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're going to go away for a while.
I'm not going anywhere!
Vic... Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, like, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean, that could be anybody's beer bottle. I mean, it could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
Because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still going to test it for DNA.
No, Simmons! Damn it. I need to warn Vic. Hey.
What was all that noise?
Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. Like, he snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? Like, when kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Well, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the streets. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He got to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, okay? Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named Saint Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on, don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart. Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
You said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve six.
6 years.
Six life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn them in.
Okay. Yeah. We won't turn them in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn them in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Where is your number? What? You set me up!
All right, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not.
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her. You know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm going to go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is going to be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay!
Merry Christmas, Jeffy!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox, or else I'm gonna lose my shit!
What, just open it, it might be that.
All right, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box. I wanted a Gucci Xbox.
Well, open up the Gucci box. There might be another prize in there.
All right, let me see. Oh, a Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No. Let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you.
I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair?
I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness!
Are you ready to die?
Oh, he can fly too!
Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Man. Hair.
Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby, I got you! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, hey, watch the hair! Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She's changing on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
What, she drove off? Wait, how? How am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about this?
You want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
See, it can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
Stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it! Hey, what? What was that? What are you doing? No, look, how about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom.
Oh, God, why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine.
Okay, look, I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me, I'm a giraffe.
Wait, no, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You done.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have fun. Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it, the pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone. Answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
Oh, we couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Ugh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
Hold on. Just stay right here. Rose at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved the pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose, because he thinks that his nose has holes in it. That stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Well, just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby, he's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He puts these gummies in his ears. He has a pencil on his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. He might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
Well, you did? Don't get near him. All right, baby. Where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess with the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing a diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's gonna wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to rub his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, look. I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where'd my pencil go?
Somebody kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin!
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're safe. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You can do it in front of a lady. Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Gimme.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Gimme have it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jeffy's your bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm a good boy!
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, you're a good boy! Oh, okay, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops are at the door. Okay, keep an eye on them, and I'm gonna go answer the door. Yay, the cops are here. Hello.
Hey there, call the cops?
Yes, please kill me.
Whoa, do I gotta take you to a padded room? Huh, you little psycho, a padded room? How's that sound?
No, I need your help. Come inside, please.
Okay.
All right, officer, the problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it. Then nothing but trouble.
What? No, not her. Him.
Look, I found my pencil.
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was just so persistent.
Why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where did my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow.
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this thing, this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy. I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy. So what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven.
Seven Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy, and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
Jeffy, this is going nowhere.
I know, he's so dumb, and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him, because I...
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know?
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
No, Jeffy, stop.
You're a good boy.
You're a good boy.
You said Jeffy's a good boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lunatic. So get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, there's that finders keeper, losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
No, finders keepers, losers weepers. I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
Oh, my God. Jeffy, stop playing with that toy. It's really loud and annoying. Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep doing that and scaring you.
Baby, please don't buy me more toys.
I'm sorry, Marvin. I thought he'd like it.
They're just really loud and annoying.
Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep popping out.
Well, I got to find out what's in the box.
There's a monkey in the box.
There's a monkey? Yeah, I'm coming to save you, Mr. Monkey.
All right, that's it. No more monkey toy.
Mom, I like the monkey toy.
No, you don't. It keeps scaring you. Get ready for bed. Put your PJs on.
Oh, I want my PJs. I like my diaper on.
Baby, can you put his PJs on for him?
Okay, Jeffy, come with me. It's night-night time.
Did you put his PJs on?
Yep, I even changed his diaper, too.
Why? Was it dirty?
Of course not. It was on the outside of his pants.
But someone pooped my pants.
Someone pooped your pants?
Yep.
Are you sure it wasn't you who pooped your pants?
No, but someone did. And then they put them back on me. And then the poop smeared up my back and Mommy had to clean it.
Okay, well, we're going to go in the living room and have adult time, okay? So you just stay here and go to bed, okay, Jeffy?
Okay, I got to get one more in before bed.
Let's go.
Good night, Jeffy.
So, Jeffy's in bed.
I know. We have the whole night to ourselves.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, we could watch a movie.
Well, I was thinking we...
Jeffy, I told you to stay in your bed.
Why?
Because it's bedtime. You're supposed to go to sleep. We're trying to have adult time.
But it's too dark in my room.
Too dark in your room? You didn't put a nightlight.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Come on, Jeffy. Let's go give you your nightlight.
Nightlight?
All right, Jeffy. There's your nightlight.
Nightlight?
Yes, it's a light that stays on while you're sleeping so you're not afraid of the dark.
But it's still too dark in here.
But it's still too dark. I don't know what else to do.
Hold on. I think I have something. Here, Jeffy, look at that.
What's that?
Look, stars.
Stars? Stars on the wall? How'd they get on the wall like that?
It's just what the light does, Jeffy. Is that good enough?
No, it's still too dark in here. Turn the room light on.
But, Jeffy, that'd be way too bright.
Mom, what are you doing?
Is that good enough?
No, it's bright. It's too bright in here. Turn the room light off.
All right, Jeffy, I don't know what else to do.
But it's still too dark in here.
Well, here, hold on. One more. Jeffy, try this one.
What are you doing with that?
You're supposed to hit it to turn it on.
Wow, it's a light.
Jeffy,
you're going to hurt yourself. No, that one's too dangerous for you. How about this? How about we,
what are you doing with that?
That's a flashlight, Jeffy.
Ooh, a flashlight.
Oh, it's too bright. Just turn the room light back on.
But you said that one was too bright.
Well, now it's too dark in here, and I want the room light back on.
Come on, let's go.
It's okay, Marvin. We still have the whole night. We can do whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Of course.
What doing?
Jeffy!
What?
What do you want now? What?
I need a bedtime story.
You don't need a bedtime story. You're too old for a bedtime story.
No, I'm not.
Marvin, we can read him one bedtime story. It won't take that long.
What if one's not good enough? What if he wants two or three?
I need a bedtime story.
We'll read just one. Come on, let's go.
Come on. All right, Jeffy, we're going to read you Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes, Green Eggs and Ham.
What? Well, how they do that?
How they do what?
Eggs and ham can't be green.
It's just a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham.
You can't have it. It doesn't exist. It's just a book.
Well, the guy in the book has it.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham. I want
Jeffy,
green eggs
down.
And ham. I want green eggs and ham.
Jeffy, stop it. Just listen to the story.
Marvin, we can figure out how to make green eggs and ham.
Well, no, we can't because it doesn't exist.
Well, it exists in the book.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Marvin, the sooner he goes to bed, the sooner we can have grown-up alone bonding time.
But I don't know how to make green eggs and ham because it doesn't exist.
It can't be that hard. We can figure it out.
It doesn't exist. Jeffy, while we go make your stupid green eggs and ham, just try to read the book. Oh, yeah. Look at all that green.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah, some green on the ham. Put some green on the eggs.
This is fun. Look, it's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Work your magic.
It's very, very green.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get his green eggs and ham.
Oh, that's gross. Oh,
some more green.
Okay. Oh, that's very green egg.
All right, Jeffy. Here's your green eggs and ham. Doesn't that look good?
This guy's a liar.
What?
This guy's a liar. He said he likes green eggs and ham.
That's the point of the book, Jeffy. See, in the beginning of the book, he doesn't like green eggs and ham. And then he finally tries it, and he likes it.
But he hasn't even touched his ham yet, so how do you know he likes it?
How do you know he hasn't touched his ham?
Because look, if you look on this page, there's one egg on his fork, okay? And then he eats it and makes the statement that he likes green eggs and ham, and he hasn't even touched his ham yet. I don't want that. He's a liar.
Well, maybe because it's a book and that's a picture, you're supposed to assume he's tried both, because like maybe on the next page he's ate all his ham, right?
Uh-uh. Because on this page, he's only on his second egg, and he still hasn't touched his ham yet. And he's over here rambling on how he eats green eggs and ham anywhere. Anywhere in all capitals. I don't want that. He's a liar.
But Jeffy, we worked so hard to make the stupid green egg and ham. Why can't you just try it?
I don't want that because he's a liar.
You know what, Jeffy? Look, you have your stupid bedtime story. You have your stupid green egg and ham. You have all your dumb night lights. Look, as long as you don't bother me for the whole night, I'll be happy. So are you going to bother me?
Nope.
Okay, so get over that. I'm happy. Adult time?
Adult time.
All right, we're going to go have adult time. Just stay here with your dumb, stupid, dumb book and all your stuff. Okay, Jeffy literally has everything. He has a stupid nightlight, a stupid book, a stupid green eggs and ham. No more interruptions.
Yeah, Marvin, now we can finally be alone.
Oh, really?
Daddy?
Jeffy, what are you doing out of your room? Stop cop-blocking me.
There's a monster under my bed.
No, there's not, Jeffy. There's no monster under your bed, I promise.
Yes, there is, Daddy, and he told me he's going to poop in my jammies.
What? Poop in your jammies? No, he did not say that. He did not say that.
Yes, he did, Dad. He said, Jeffy, I'm going to poop in your jammies. And I said, no, Mr. Monster, please don't poop in my jammies. And I ran in here and I told my dad.
Jeffy, there's no monster on your bed. I can show you. I promise there's no monster on your bed.
No, Dad, there is a monster under my bed and you got to come get him out.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to show you that there's no monster under your bed. Come on. All right, Jeffy, where's this monster so we can get rid of it so it never comes back?
He's under the bed, Dad. You got to make him go away.
He's under the bed.
I really don't want poop in my jammies.
Well, there is no under the bed, so that poop in your jammies is all you, buddy.
But what if he comes up here and tries to poop in my jammies?
There's no monster under your bed because there's no under the bed, so that means there's no monster.
But he only comes out when you're not here.
He only comes out when we're not here. Isn't that convenient? Well, I got a solution for that. All right, Jeffy, you're not going to have to worry about any more monsters pooping in your jammies, because I got you this.
What is that?
It's a monster destroyer.
Ooh.
A monster destroyer?
Yeah, it destroys monsters that try to poop in kids' jammies.
I told you they exist.
Yeah, well, it shoots the monster with a laser.
A laser?
Yeah, so no more monsters will poop in your jammies, and the camera faces you, so I'll be able to see any of the monster. I mean, it'll destroy any monster that tries to poop in your jammies.
Oh, what did you do?
I just explained it. If a monster tries to poop in your jammies, it'll shoot it with a laser and it'll make it go away, okay? So, you happy now?
Okay.
Okay, let's go, all right?
Let's go.
Don't bother me anymore. Finally.
Marvin, was that really a monster destroyer?
No, baby, it's just a baby monitor so we can watch Jeffy.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
I know, I'm a genius.
Marvin, what's he doing?
Jeffy, stop it.
Mr. Monster Machine?
What? No, it's me.
Are you talking to me?
No, it's me, Marvin.
Daddy? Are you drowning your machine?
No, I'm not. Go back to bed.
Why?
Because, go to sleep. We're trying to do stuff.
I see you, Daddy. Hold on.
No, don't break the machine. Jenny, stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh. Jeffy, why'd you knock down the monster machine? Why?
Aw, you're too late, Daddy.
Too late? Too late for what?
The monster already pooped in my jammies.
The monster already pooped in your jammies?
Yeah, he came right after the machine fell down.
Jeffy, you pooped in your jammies. You did.
No, the monster did. But the good news is, my diaper's still clean.
Oh, Jesus Christ, oh God.
Shh, don't wake him, Marvin.
Don't wake him? I don't want to sleep with him.
It's only for one night.
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh, no, he's going to throw up.
Marvin, grab a towel.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jeffy, throw up a hairball.
Not again.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there, and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
Well, I want to be a kitty cat.
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy.
Now.
There's someone at the door.
I want to come, too.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive, and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball. Nice.
All right, let me show you. Come on.
There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly, and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss, and don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Danny, can you take my picture next to your car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
Wait, you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, no. I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh, oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No, no, no. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
Well, no, 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 Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, no, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my daddy dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. That's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's going to kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not going to kill you. He's going to put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty.
He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Look, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm going to go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny. I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have two tongues. But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to die. And Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, Danny. The first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
I just need to and get my sock off. All right. I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
Ew, that's gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're done. We're done with that. We're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Daddy. I gotta go get ready, and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready?
All right, Daddy. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit, and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're going to listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not going to dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're going to wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hop-hop-hop.
Daddy, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
an hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy.
And done.
All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy. But just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I got to take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Daddy. You still got to do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy. I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not going to shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're going to give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy. My mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
Well, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're going to shave that mustache off, or else I'm going to call Goodman.
Oh, okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why'd it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Daddy, I'm gonna be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You gotta eat green beans and no fun things, bitch.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew! Who are you? Wait, who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay!
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Daddy. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're gonna do it, or else I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Daddy, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go...
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Daddy, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go, ooh, ooh, ooh. No, Daddy, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Daddy, you gotta try hard like this. Alright, I guess we'll work on that later. Alright, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Daddy, you gotta put some hate behind it like this, like, like, bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Daddy. No, Daddy, like this. Like, you gotta lay on your back and go...
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smacking.
Okay, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
What? No!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my number?
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, we don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay, yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Well, Jeffy, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Daddy.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
Oh, look, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our words.
Clocked your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on your phone right now, and he's bragging about it.
Ha ha, how's it feel to get knocked out, loser?
Daddy, I've never lost to him, ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga booga 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now, and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on, that must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman? Oh, no. Did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? So yeah, I was shocked. What are you gonna do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's the same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it back there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm going to go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks.
Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore,
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew!
Woodshop. So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome! Hey, Cody, tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what?
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So get started, Kraft.
Okay, teacher. What? Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, he's got a gun.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Class, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, class, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around the class and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mom a hoe. Your mom a hoe.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Grant! He finally doing it! Everyone under the death line, we practiced! Someone call the cops!
He's gonna do it! It's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get out of the desk, Cody! Get out of the desk!
Alright, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
Alright, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. Alright, everybody, I got the gun. Let's run! Run for your lives!
Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood.
Man, kid, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble because you could get expelled for pulling a stunt like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK. This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my God!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey,
Hey, Danny, guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What'd he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seats, it gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess. I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood, and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
What? But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. The more important thing is, let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's gonna go to the class tonight, and he's gonna pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go clean out my car.
Okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian Punch. He went over a speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because the teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it doesn't shoot shit.
What's Jeffy, language? Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're gonna go to the class tonight, and you're gonna pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
This looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels. You said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian Punch. I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Hey, look over there!
What?
Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey, you can't stop me!
My paper towel! God, he was so annoying!
Who's that?
Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No!
I don't want to be here!
Hey, kid, what color's your blood?
What happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness. You want to try?
No.
Suit yourself.
I want to start a fire.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right. Settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to be good. All right, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist. So I'm going to try to fix you. Now, there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now, that includes things like saying please and thank you. And, according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat. But I do it anyway. It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down. Just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter, so go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to cop me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, Thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You gotta help people. It's just the nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I could steal it, I don't know.
But you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people.
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No, 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 no. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
But ew, no, not Applebee's. Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No, no, no. No, look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces. Grand Theft Auto. Total annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes. Okay, now crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime. And so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. All right, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the be good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big foot-long imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
He's choking! We have to do something!
We should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Does he have a wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
C-Class, that was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the be good rules. He helped me when I needed it. I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners. And he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aww, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good School is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, hey, guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Oh, Jeffy. So, baby, you want to watch a movie tonight?
Sure, Marvin. Or we could not watch a movie.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
What? Jeffy, what do you want?
Hey, can I go inside and rub my trash nipple?
What?
My trash nipple, I'm going to ride it.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're saying.
Not bad. Trash nipple. Ride it.
Jeffy, did you do your homework?
Now, dang, you and I both know I did not do my damn homework.
Jeffy, you're not riding your... I don't know where you got this at, but you're
knife nipple.
It's a tricycle, not a knife nipple.
It's a knife nipple. It wasn't
this. You're not riding this until you do your homework.
Oh, come on, dang. I want to go and try and ride my knife nipple.
Jeffy, you're not riding this until you do your homework.
Uno reverse card, you do it.
What?
You told me to do something, and I put down an Uno reverse card, and so now you have to do it.
What, Jeffy, Uno cards don't control real life.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what, then? I just canceled. I don't have to do it.
Well, now you gotta do my homework for the next 4 days.
That's not what that card means, Jeffy.
Yes, it does.
Marvin, please, let him go ride it around the house.
Okay, Jeffy, you can go ride your nice nipple or tricycle for 5 minutes, and...
Nice nipple.
Jeffy, you can go ride it for 5 minutes, and then you have to do your homework.
I'm about to ride the F out of this rock nipple. I'm about to send it down these stairs. Bim, bim, bim!
Marvin, what was that noise?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not helping Jeffy because I told him not to ride the bike in the house.
Wait!
Ah, the devil!
Hey, Marvin. So, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Why would I do a favor for you? You're the devil.
Well, listen, I have this friend who really needs a place to stay for a few days, and I was wondering if he could stay here.
Why did he stay with you?
Well, believe me, he did, but my wife kind of got tired of him, and so did I.
Well, if you got tired of him, won't we get tired of him?
No, he's a really nice guy, really. He likes to play games.
Play games? What kind of games?
Oh, games, you know, like Uno, like, well, not really, but games.
Ooh, Marvin, that's someone that could play with Jeffy. I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great. Okay, he'll be over in a few minutes.
No, I didn't agree for him to live here.
What? There he is now. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Ugh.
Billy, good to see you again.
Did you ask?
Yes, I did, and they said you could stay here for as long as you want.
Really? Did you tell him about the games?
I did. I told them all about the games.
Yay.
Well, why does he look like that?
Oh, you know, that's Billy. Anyway, you two have fun. Bye.
Oh. Marvin, he's really scary.
I know he looks really scary. Hey.
Hi.
This is my wife, Rose, and I'm Marvin.
Cool.
Well, we're going to go upstairs and watch a movie.
That's hot. Real hot. Can I use your restroom?
The bathroom's upstairs.
Thanks.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay. Marvin, I don't know if I want that man staying with us.
It was your idea. You said, ooh, he could play with Jeffy.
I didn't know he was going to be that scary.
Look, baby, as long as he doesn't bother us, what's the problem?
I guess you're right. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, let's just sit down, relax, and watch a movie.
Okay.
Wait, where's the remote?
I don't know. It was just here a second ago.
We lost the remote. Check between the couch cushions.
Okay.
It was just right here.
Why, hello, Marvin. Do you want to play a game? The remote you're looking for is in this vase filled with glass shards and AIDS needles. So you have a decision to make. Sit here in silence or watch a steamy rom-com with your wife and get down and dirty later. You decide.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Marvin, don't touch it!
I'm not touching it. I just want to get the remote. Like,
no, Marvin, stop!
How are we going to watch a movie?
I'll just get my phone and we can watch the movie on my phone.
Okay. God, he's annoying. All right, guys, are you ready to eat some Fruit Loops?
Junior, why did you give us forks?
I looked around the entire house. I can't find any spoons.
We can't eat cereal with forks. The milk's just gonna leak out. Who are you?
I would like to play a game. All the spoons in the house have been zip-tied to knives. The knives are also covered in AIDS. Do you risk cutting your mouth and getting AIDS for these delicious loops of fruit? The choice is yours.
Wait, I don't even know how to approach the bowl. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna eat it with the fork and then drink the milk.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too.
Dude, I can do this. Screw the age. Oh man, I can't wait to drink some orange Gatorade. It's my favorite. That's enough. All right, time to put the lid back on.
Chef Pee-Pee, I would like to play a game.
Wait, who are you?
I flipped your glass of Gatorade upside down so you can't drink it.
Wait, why would you do that?
You have a decision to make. Either drink your Gatorade off the floor when it pours out, or die of thirst. The choice is yours.
Why would he do that? Maybe if I flip it fast enough, it'll work. Take it and I broke it. Come back here.
This is so dumb that we have to watch a movie on our phone.
Oh, sorry, Marvin. I tooted. All aboard the toot toot train. I gotta go. Time to wipe! What?
I wanna play a game. You need to wipe. toilet paper's been replaced with duct tape. Or you can use sandpaper. So the choice is yours. Sticky bum. Rashy bum. Choose wisely.
Ow, ow, ow!
What's wrong, baby?
I chose sandpaper.
What?
I don't want to talk about it, Marvin. Can we just watch our movie?
We can't. My phone died.
Oh, no. Well, I'll go plug it into the charger. It's not charging.
Well, make sure the charger's plugged in the wall.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Who zip-tied the charger?
What's wrong, Marvin? Can't charge your phone?
You zip-tied the charger.
I zip-tied the charger. Now, what could help you cut that zip-tie?
A pair of scissors.
A pair of scissors. Come on, Marvin. Cut it.
You zip-tied the scissors.
Oh, I did? I didn't even realize. You know, I think we should play a game.
No, not another game.
The only pair of scissors in the house that isn't zip-tied is in this vase of broken glass and AIDS needles. You decide, Marvin. Charge your phone or AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Craig, we need you back here!
Boy! Oh, hey, Marvin. How are things going with Bailey?
Bad.
Oh, he's playing the broken glass and AIDS needles game again. He likes that one.
He did this to you, too?
Oh, yeah. This is his favorite.
He made me choose between duct tape and sandpaper!
Oh, I chose the duct tape, but then I wiped my butt with the non-sticky side, but then the sticky side got stuck to my hand, and I made a big poopy mess everywhere.
Ew!
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Just don't go to the bathroom.
Well, Billy's gotta go.
No, come on. Billy's a nice guy. He just doesn't have a lot of friends.
I can see why. He does this every time.
Well, have you thought about playing a normal game with Billy? Like Connect Four or Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah, Marvin. Maybe he's such a bad guy because he doesn't have a lot of friends.
I guess we can try playing normal games with him and try to get him some friends.
Okay, great. So just let me know if you need anything else.
Billy, can you come in here?
Hey, Marvin. Did you call because you wanted to play a game?
Yes, me and my wife actually want to play a game.
Perfect. This rubber ducky is covered in AIDS needles. The winner is whoever squeezes it the most. The loser dies. The winner also gets AIDS.
But no, we're not going to play this game.
Why not?
Because you don't have to hurt people when you play games.
You don't?
No, you can play a nice, fun, safe game.
Like tug of war?
Yeah, we can play tug of war. Let me grab some rope.
Oh, I got it. Barbed wire.
Wait, we're not using barbed wire.
Covered in AIDS.
No, we're not going to use this.
Why not?
Because it's going to hurt. We need to play games that are nice and fun and safe, like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, and the loser gets a paper cut, beat to death with a rock, or stabbed in the eye with scissors.
Wait, no, you're trying to hurt people again. You don't have to hurt people. Look, why don't we play a nice, fun board game?
Where we tie someone to a board and saw them in half if they can't say their ABCs backwards.
Wait, no, look, let me go grab a board game. Okay, Billy, this game is called Connect Four. It's nice and fun and safe. Watch.
So, does the loser get four fingers cut off?
No.
Do they die?
No.
Do they get AIDS?
No.
Then what's the point?
It's supposed to be fun. Look, take your red piece and put it in there.
Is it gonna electrocute me?
No.
Huh, nothing happened.
I know, you're supposed to connect four.
Ah, then the AIDS.
No one gets AIDS. Look, it's just supposed to be fun.
Oh, idea. Marvin, how are you gonna connect four when one of your pieces is covered in AIDS glass?
Okay, you know what? Let's play a different game.
I was thinking the same thing. Bigger rubber ducky with AIDS needles.
Okay, we're going to play a different game. I'm going to go get it. Okay, Billy, this game is called Pictionary.
Ooh, how do I play?
Well, you pick a card, you draw what's on the card, and we have to guess what you're drawing.
If you don't guess it right, do you get pushed into a meat grinder?
No, nothing happens if we don't guess it right.
Lame. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, guess.
It looks like a man on fire.
Ooh, close. What's another way you could say that?
A burning man?
She got it right!
There's no way the card says burning man. You just wanted to draw something bad.
Oh, yeah? Read it and weep.
What? It does say burning man.
Yeah, so I can just go again.
Marvin, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice and safe and no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like
it. Yes!
What? Okay, this is just bad. You're drawing a guy prying his eyes out.
You got it right!
There's no way the card says prying your eyes out. You just want to say something bad.
It says it right there.
That says cry your eyes out.
Well, I mean, he's crying his eyes out in pain. AIDS.
He does not have AIDS.
Yes, he does. He just can't see in the picture. He has AIDS.
Oh, okay, look. Go again, but draw something that's not bad.
Okay.
I wish he would draw something fun, like, you know, a puppy dog.
This one's going to take a while. You got to give me a second.
Okay.
A kitty cat.
A little kitty cat or, like, you know, a tree.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is just barbed wire.
You got it right. See?
The card says barbed wire.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done playing games with you. Everything's about death and hurting stuff.
Oh, come on, Marvin. Just one more game.
One more game.
Cut the rubber ducky covered in AIDS needles.
Okay, that's it. I want you out of my house. You're not allowed to stay here anymore.
Oh, come on, Marvin. We were having so much fun playing games.
No, we're not having fun. I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, that's part of the game, Marvin. I'm never leaving.
You're gonna leave right now.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Daddy. I just woke up from being unconscious after taking my snot sniffle down the stairs.
Not right now, Jeffy. We're dealing with something.
Oh, my God. Is that a tricycle?
Yeah, it's a tricycle. What about it?
I would do anything for that tricycle.
Anything for that tricycle?
Oh, yeah.
Would you leave and never come back?
Oh, you would never see me again.
Oh, Jeffy, can you please give this guy your tricycle?
No way, Dad. This is my snot sniffle. But who's the clown?
His name is Billy, Jeffy. Look, I will do anything. I will buy you whatever you want. I'll take you to Disney World. I'll do whatever you want if you give him your tricycle.
Buy me whatever I want? Okay. I guess I'll give him my snot sniffle. But I just want to do one thing. I would like to play a game.
I love playing games.
All right, Billy. You ready to go down the stairs?
Best day ever.
All right, here you go.
Oh, man, I'm so sick.
Hey, Dad, can I skip school today?
No, Jeff.
Don't touch me with your dirty boogers!
Jeffy, you cannot skip school. You gotta go.
Then take me.
Jeffy, I feel so sick. Can you just ride the bus?
What's a bus?
You don't know what a bus is?
No.
It's a big thing that takes kids to school.
Oh, so like an airplane.
Well, kinda. It just doesn't have wings.
So then how does it fly?
It doesn't fly. It's a bus.
So then why'd you say it's like an airplane?
I said it's kinda like an airplane because it would kinda look like one if it had wings, but it doesn't. It's yellow.
Oh, so like a taxi.
But it's really long.
Like a limousine.
But it's a truck.
A trimousine.
There's no such thing as a trimousine, Jeffy.
Yes, there is.
Well, then go outside and get on the trimousine. It'll take you to school.
Well, how am I supposed to know where it's at?
Don't worry. It'll find you.
How will it find me? Is it stalking me?
Well, no. Santa Claus tells it where you're at.
Santa Claus? Can I give Santa Claus my Christmas list?
Well, Santa Claus won't be driving it. It'll be one of his elves.
Well, then can I give the elf my Christmas list?
Well, no. You cannot let the elf know you know it's an elf because then he'll disappear. Like, it's an elf, and they're undercover trying to see if kids are good or bad. That's how Santa knows if you're good or bad. So be really good on the bus, okay?
Okay, Dad.
So go outside and get on that trimousine or bus or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I can't believe my dad's gonna make me take the bus.
Hey, Junior.
Cody, you're taking the bus too?
Yeah, my mom said she wouldn't drive me to school anymore because she found out gas was made from dinosaur fossils and she wants to save the dinosaurs. I tried to tell her they were already dead, but she wouldn't listen.
But the school bus uses gas.
No, believe me, I tried to tell her that too, but she said if the dinosaurs died for learning, it was worth it.
What's up, dudes?
Joseph, you're taking the bus?
Yeah, I always take the bus, dude.
I didn't even know there was a bus.
Me neither.
Hey, guys!
Jeffy, don't tell me you're taking the bus also.
Yeah, my daddy told me he won't take me to school anymore.
That's what my dad said. Oh, the bus is coming.
Wait, that's the bus?
It's a short bus. Come on, guys, let's get on.
Okay.
Dude, the bus is so fun.
Hey, get on the damn bus. We ain't got all day.
Guys, let's get on.
Where do we sit?
You can sit anywhere, dude.
Let's sit in the back.
No, I'm not Rosa Parks, dude. I'm gonna sit right here, and I'm not moving.
Well, why don't we just sit in the...
No!
Okay, damn. I'm sitting in the back. I can't wait to sit in the back.
Back off, nerd. This is my seat.
Well, I thought the seat was empty.
No, I was just down here. I like to scare people.
Oh, well, Penelope, can I sit with you?
No, Junior, this is my seat.
But there's enough room for both of us.
Get your own, Junior. There's plenty of other seats.
Well, I'm gonna sit right here.
No, then I have to look at you.
Deal with it.
Ugh!
Can I ride up front? I get car sick.
I don't give a shit. Just sit your ass down.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am. It makes me feel old. Call me Sweet Cheeks.
Okay, Sweet Cheeks.
Damn right. All right, Bratz, listen up. My name's Barbara, and I'm your bus driver. But you can call me Babs. On this bus, there's a few rules. Rule number one, absolutely no talking. I got a wicked hangover, and talking activates my schizophrenia, and it'll cause me to drive this bus right in oncoming traffic. Rule number two, absolutely no cologne. Cologne messes with my allergies, and I'll sneeze my tampon right out of my body.
Can I roll down my window?
And absolutely no rolling down windows, okay? We got AC for a reason. And speaking of AC, I'm turning it off, okay? It's a cool 98 degrees outside, so you'll get over it. And if I catch you rolling that window down, I'll pull this bus over and beat the shit out of you. See that camera up there? It doesn't work, so I can't get caught. And if you try telling your parents, I'll tell them that you did it to yourself because you're emo. Now let's rock!
I'm already getting sick.
Hey, Junior, I'll bet you $5 I can hit the bus driver with this paper ball.
I wouldn't do that. She's going to get mad.
I'm going to send it.
Don't you ever throw another paper ball at me. I have eyes in the back of my head.
She thought it was Cody.
Hey, shut the hell up. I said no talking. You're going to make my schizophrenia act up.
Sorry.
Yeah, shut up.